I've got the chairman of the cane growers, or the Proserpine Cane Growers Association, on the line. He's the grower himself, Glenn Clark. G'day, Glenn.
G'day, Ben. How are you going?
Mate, I'm okay. More importantly, how are you?
Yeah, no, we're good. We're through the worst of it yesterday, and today's a bit better day, thank God.
All right. Well, I want to have a yarn to you. I just want to talk about sugarcane. How are the crops?
They're flattened. Like, normally our crops of cane this time of year, 3/4 growing, 3 to 4 metres tall. And after yesterday and last night, they've just been steamrolled. It's like you drove a steamroller over the top. They're flattened now, knee-high to waist-high. So, yeah, a fair bit of damage.
All right, but what does that mean going forward? Because if my memory serves me correctly, winter is when you harvest or crush. Is that the right term for it?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we normally start about mid to late June, and it'll go for 18, 19, 20 weeks.
Yep.
So we're not too far away. What's that, 10 weeks roughly away? So the crop's 3/4 grown. The damage, well, it's a bit hard to estimate at the moment, but it will deteriorate the crop. We will lose dough on it. It'll be hard to harvest, so it'll have a compounding effect. We haven't been out in the paddock and had a good look. It had to stop raining until late this afternoon.
Sure.
To sort of get a handle on you know, what it's really like.
What's it mean for the industry? I mean, not only yourself, but the other members of the Cane Growers Association.
Well, we're a local area branch here, and for the other growers, they're in a similar situation. Some may be worse down towards Cannon Valley, towards Belly Beach. They're really taking a pounding down there. So it may be worse in areas, and other areas might be that bad. So, yeah, no, we're all in the same boat. It's covered us all from one end of the district to the other, big cyclone. So we've got the lot.
And look, it's not uncommon for your part of the world, cyclones coming through. I mean, they've been coming through there for time and a memoriam, and they'll keep on coming through. How long's the recovery time, and do you think you might need any, I guess, disaster assistance to get through this?
Yeah, that's a good question. The recovery time, well, the crop this year will probably say, well, that's it. We'll start in a normal time, and we'll harvest. We'll just take the hit. Not much we can do about it, and next year's crop we'll bounce back. So, yes, there will be infrastructure problems, irrigation, hole rate, electricity. There's a lot of power lines, even snapped off power poles laying everywhere, which service growers and irrigation systems. So it will be a fair recovery. I would think it'd be months to get back on track. It's not a pretty pitch at the moment.
Does that mean no income for 12 months, Glenn?
No, we're still getting paid for last year's crop.
Okay.
And, the final payments will come through over the coming months, and when we harvest the new crop, which is just laying on the ground now, we'll try and manage that best we can, and we'll get paid for that in the coming 12 months. But it's just, I guess, taking a calculation of the hit we're going to take, whether it's half wiped out, and we'll get half a crop. So we're not too sure, you know, exactly where we'll land there yet.
Jeez, you don't. This is the last thing you need on the top of the whole Wilmar situation, isn't it?
You're not wrong. Now, there's some growers out there who would have forward priced their crop, and now they might be struggling to fill those commitments, given half their crop could be gone. So a lot of this will evolve over the coming, I guess, weeks and months, and till we finally get a handle on it. But yeah, you're dead right. That's been a long, drawn out saga, and that's coming to an end, thank God.